Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook. That numbnuts with the Cowboys jacket,
yeah,
is here. But he's got a Johnny Manziel. I like him today.
You like it better, huh?
He's got a Johnny Manziel on today. And we got the ESPN Houston shirt. Attaboy. Attaboy. Yeah, we had our DraftKings. We had our fantasy draft here last night. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. And now we got, okay, I needed 5-star yesterday, not today.
Yeah.
I need him yesterday.
Well, you need him for this weekend.
Oh, I know. I could put in bets right now.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Right, let's go. 5-star's joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to give us winners this weekend. What up, 5-star?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be back with you guys, back where it all started at, man, right here on the bench with you two.
Year four, right?
What's his
moment? Yeah, man.
No,
the years passed, right? I'm a senior on the bench now.
That's right.
That's right.
And it all started with he was following me on Twitter, and he would talk about stuff. I'm like, man, we need to – and I saw his bio. I'm like, this guy's in Vegas as a – went from Houston to Vegas and actually is a professional gambler now. And that's what you do. And one of the things you look at, for example, is women's tennis. You specialize in that. You know, I wanted to bring that up because – I think when you specialize, like the guy that mentored me always told me, go find two college football conferences and learn everything you can about all the teams so that you have a good feel for all of them. If you try to do the whole board, there's just too many teams. You can't be as locked in as you need to be. Do you agree with that, 5-star? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. With me, I'm such a college football fan, and I love the sport from playing. You remember, I used to mentor quarterbacks. I used to coach quarterbacks in Houston and stuff on the southeast side. So with that, I love the sport so much, I don't have a problem with sitting here on Tuesday. My wife knows when September comes, she's not going to see much of me again until next year, you know, until it gets February. So I'm always locked in watching college football, so I can cover a little bit more ground than the average better who you know, is just dealing with numbers and don't have the time to put it in. But I do have the time. But as far as, for instance, Major League Baseball, I take that approach. I just bet the Astros every night, whether it's with them or against them. Most nights it's with them, and I do pretty well because if you just follow one team, it's too many games to follow in those type of sports. And as you said, even in college, it's a lot of games to follow. So that's definitely the right approach, man.
5-stars, did you see that South Florida game coming yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we had it in the group. Also, if you guys watch the Wagering World on YouTube, man, I also gave that one out as a lock. That was a pretty good one. That one in Ohio, we were heavy on Ohio plus 15.5, South Florida plus 6. You guys know how I handicap these games. I'm big on these quarterbacks, and I knew that both of those quarterbacks were really good players. Byron Brown is going to, if he can stay healthy, he's going to sneak into being in draft talk at the end of the year, Lance.
He's tough. He's a physical quarterback, a highly confident quarterback. He looked really, really good. John and I were talking about it this morning. He looked really, really good. Let's get to the action. This is a great week one for college football. A lot of exciting games, but, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. You want the exciting football if you're a fan. Then if you're a handicapper, you just want to find wins. And you happen to have some games. You got one game that's kind of a little more off the radar another one that is a huge, huge game, for example. So let's go through the three games that you're looking at here in college football. Let's start it off with the Baylor game. Give us your thoughts on the Baylor game. Break that down.
Okay, so we got Baylor tonight. You guys know I don't use algorithms. I don't use AI. I just handicap stuff the old way, man. I watch film, take, and I rely on my ability just to evaluate the head coaches and the players. That's my system. That's always been my system, and it's worked for me. And I'm not a Hugh Freeze guy. Lance, you remember, me and them had quite a back and forth on Twitter. If you remember, a couple of years ago, I believe, when Malik Willis was coming out of Liberty because he was bragging about all the awards that Willis had won. I just kept telling him, man, you haven't developed him and prepared him to play pro football with your one-read offense, and he was a little upset with me. But I think I was proven right because Willis bombed with the Titans, and now we see that his improvement has only came in the passing game under a real coach and Matt LaFleur, a Green Bay man. I'm sorry about the back doors. I'm sitting in my back door, and I guess the damn 18-wheelers are passing by or something, man. I live right about the backside. I think Brooks are riding by. I apologize for the back noise.
You're good.
Well,
you're good.
Matt, Hugh Brees is now has a new quarterback, a new gig. He's an Auburn man. And, man, I just am not a fan of Hugh Brees. He's 11-14 at Auburn, and now he has a quarterback with Jackson Arnold, who's just pretty much a great value version of Baker Mayfield, man. He's Nick Baker or the next Dillon Gabriel at OU, but he ended up getting benched after four starts in Norman. His main issue for me is going to be Hugh Freeze as his head coach. They got Derek Nix down as the OC, but we know they're still running Hugh Freeze's offense. A lot of weapons at Auburn with Cam Coleman, transfer Eric Singleton Jr. from Georgia Tech, but I'm not trusting this Auburn team to suddenly have learned how to win big game, man. Big games. Their opponent is a team on the rise. You got Baylor. Dave Aranda's on the hot seat, so he has to do well this year. This is going to be a big game for him. He was a great defensive coordinator at LSU and other stops, but his main issue actually in Waco has been the defense. He took over play calling last year, man, and he hit the transfer portal really hard for defensive talent. I expect the Bears to be much better on that side of the ball this year. Offense, Baylor will be one of the best in the country, man. OC Jake Spiderball is a great play caller, former head coach, probably will be a head coach again. This is his second year with breakout star Sawyer Robinson. The offense returns 8 starters, including 4 linemen, Robinson at quarterback, both their starting wide receivers, and also star running back Bryson Washington. He had the best season as a freshman running back in Baylor history. He ran for 1,028 yards and 12 touchdowns. Also watch your Jaden Porter at wide receiver. Give me the home dog, Baylor +2, Baylor money line.
Baylor +2.
And Baylor money line.
All yep. right.
You yes, like to please. Do that. I know a lot of times you'll play yeah. both of them.
Yep. Get a little odds from it. A little bit.
A little extra. Yep.
Who you got? Who's next?
All right, let's go with Syracuse +14 at Tennessee, man. Josh Heupel done a wonderful job at Rocky Top. The team has won 30 games over the past 3 seasons and made it to the college football playoffs last year before being embarrassed by the eventual champions, Ohio State. I know the hype list of quarterback whisper, but he's going to have to do some yelling this season because Joey Aguilar is not the guy. He's the new starting quarterback. He's going to give him fits. I watched him extensively at Appalachian State. Appalachian State was a good program, and it kind of dipped when he became the signal caller, and I expect the same for Tennessee. Aguilar had no offers coming out of high school, man. He played junior college at a little school called Diablo Valley, threw 14 picks last year. He also missed Tennessee spring workouts, and that's important to me. Still, he was named the starter because the room was so thin. All-conference running back Dylan Sampson is gone. All the top wide receivers are gone. And to make things worse, they're thin at all the skill positions. New starters at wide receiver and running back. Meanwhile, Syracuse won 10 games a season ago, its first double-digit victory campaign since 2018. I really like Coach Fran Brown. He's turned the program around. Great recruiter. Real strong leader, and he has outstanding motivational tactics. I think that Fran Brown is a hell of a coach, and I don't know much about his quarterback, Steve Angeli, that came over from Notre Dame, but I do know that Brown knows how to make his teams play hard, and I know that he has a lot of great transfers coming in, a lot of new talent. The only starter back on offense actually is the left tackle, but that's okay. I think he figures it out. This is a big game to that Syracuse team. They're going to play in Atlanta. Give me Syracuse +14. I think that they could turn Aguilar over a couple times and stay in the game.
All right. You got Syracuse +14. You got Baylor +2. What about the big game?
Man, I'm going to be contrarian. I know it's going to hurt a lot of the listeners' hearts, but I'm going with Ohio State at home, man. How could I not? These are still the national champions. I love the story of Arch Manning. You know, he's a Louisiana guy like myself, you know, great family, great high school career at Newman, but what has he done in college football? This is a huge game to be your first game starting, you know, so he's got to go to the horseshoe, play the defending national champions with probably the best safety in all of football over there, and Caleb Downs, who's going to be reading him. He better be able to move the safety, because if not, he's going to get picked a couple times by Downs. This is the thing. You and I, we know this. If Arch Manning was the guy, he would have started last year. They didn't owe Quinn Ewers anything. It doesn't matter about NIL. They had the type of team that was right there that could have won the championship. Don't you think that they would have put in Arch Manning if he was ready instead of Quinn Ewers? And if you watch enough Texas football, like we all did, you know that he just didn't operate the passing game the way that Quinn Ewers does. And unless he made a huge leap in spring ball, I just can't see Arch Manning being ready for this game. I know that we're also dealing with a brand-new quarterback over there, highly touted Julius Ayers for Salem for Ohio State. But I just trust what Ryan Day is able to do with offense. I've never seen a bad offense at Ohio State. Will Howard was not a good quarterback. He was decent, and they still won a national championship because Ryan Day knows how to call offense. Also, the best player in the country is Ohio State and Jeremiah Smith. Steve Sarkisian, 1-6 straight up, 2-5 against the spread as an underdog. Give me Ohio State at home.
Ohio State. You disagree, Lance. You've been
I think Texas has a really loaded team. Although my big concern is losing four starters on the offensive line. That's just so, you know, you just don't know till you know. I think this is going to be what Five Star's talking about. I hear him on all that stuff. I think we're going to find out. You know, my guess is what I'm banking on is that Texas just has a lot of talent there on the offensive line next up, because we've seen it with Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, those kind of teams year after year after year. There's always a next up, you know. So I'm guessing Texas will have a next up. What we're going to find out, has Arch made, you know, I think there can be growth without reps. When you're a young player, I think it gets tougher as you get older, but I think there's mentally some growth that you can have from watching film and stuff like that. But we're going to find out. We don't know on Arch right now. This is going to be one of those things where we find out. Either we find out, you know, this was too big for him, he's not ready for this, or we find out, okay, maybe he is that guy. And I'm not really buying into the hype yet, Five Star. I think I watched him last year. I wasn't super impressed. I thought there was a lot of easy throws for him to make in some of those games against lesser competition. The stats look good, but I'm not, you know, I'm less – this is less about Arch Manning for me and more about what Steve Sarkisian is building. But I think this is a really, really tough game to handicap because there's so many unknowns at the quarterback position for both teams. And what you're doing is just classic handicapping stuff. You're taking a tough team at home, a raucous environment. And Five Star, I know you go way back. The last time Texas – well, last time they played Ohio State, they lost. But it was a time before when VY and Selvin Young and Jamal Charles and those guys, they went in and beat Ohio State. And that was, you know, I don't know if his first game was one of the early games, and that led to an undefeated season and one of the great bowl games we've ever seen for a national championship win for Longhorn. Yep. So we'll see if they can stay on that trajectory. This is going to tell us a lot about both teams, I think, early on. So I'm interested to see it.
Hey, you know what, Lance? That it will be their way to victory. They're going to have to play that style this year. That's what I want to see, if Sarkisian can tailor the offensive plan to. If they approach it the way the BY can, the game is going to be told in the trenches because Texas is going to want to run the ball. One thing that Arch does bring, even though he's not as good of a passer as Quinn Ewers was, is he brings a lot of mojo to the team. They play hard for him. They get hyped for him. They really like him as a guy. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is the running game is a little bit different with him being able to be a dual-threat quarterback. So if they can do what BY and those guys did, as in coming in, you know, running the ball down Ohio State's throat, yes, they will get it done. And I am worried because Ohio State is missing Jim Knowles now, man. Jim Knowles is huge. He went to Penn State. So they're going to, you know, really miss him on the defensive side of the ball. You saw Oklahoma State fall back completely when Jim Knowles left. So I'm interested to see it. But me personally, this is about coaching. And I got to go with Ryan Day at home just because he's a really good offensive mind. He's one of those guys that has never had a problem, no matter what type of quarterback is at Ohio State, whether it's a dual-threat guy like Troy Smith or whether it's a drop-back guy, like CJ. he still can make that offense work. And I think that that's going to be the thing. He's going to be able to come up with some plays to put some points up, and Texas won't be able to keep up.
All right. Well, we'll see tomorrow. That's for sure.
You got a tennis pick for us, five-star?
Man, let me see.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up because I got all of them set up.
You only do women's tennis. You don't mess with the men's tennis.
I hate five set match men's tennis. I bet some ATP when it's 3 sets, like maybe a Masters tournament. When they get to the majors, there's too much can happen in 5 sets, man, for me. So let's do this, guys. We're gonna go with Ann Lee. Let's go with Ann Lee over Priscilla Hahn. Ann Lee is a young American. She's been playing really well. We just took her in the group the other day, and she upset Bencic at +210. She made it to the finals of the Cleveland Open a couple weeks back. This is her first time really, you know, getting a chance to shine at her home tournament, the U.S. Open, man, and I think that she gets it done over the Australian Hahn.
She's the favorite. But do you play it money line or you play it -3.5 games?
What's the money line right now? Is it up to -200? It was like
-270 right now.
Okay, so since it went to -270, we're going to take her and let's put her together with, let's put her on a money, on a two-teamer with Rybakina. Let's go with Rybakina to beat Raducanu. I think Rybakina at -200 gets it done. So let's put those two together, man.
All right, so we're going to parlay Elena Rybakina, and then Anna Lee. There you have it. See, Ann Lee. It's just a little women's parlay. We just gave you a free five-star. Just gave you a free women's tennis parlay in the U.S. Open. No big deal.
No biggie. That's what he do.
No big deal.
That's what he do. All right. We got Baylor. We got Ohio, right? And we got Ohio State.
Syracuse.
We had Ohio yesterday. Unfortunately, I wasn't on. You guys, we would have went 3-0. We went 3-0 yesterday. Because we had Cincinnati +6.5, too, man. I had it all cooked and cocked and ready for you guys. But it's okay. It doesn't stop. We got a big weekend coming up. I went with some bigger games than I usually do, guys. You know, I usually like a little smaller, less known games. But we're kicking off the season. I know everybody wants to hit us. What's going on with Ohio State and Texas and Baylor and things like that. So that's what we're going to do, man.
Keep an eye on the Cougs. The Cougs look pretty good. Lesser competition, but the Cougs have some new players that are, man, they might be worth watching, five-star. We may have some value on them early in the year.
Good quarterback. Find a good quarterback.
And what's the podcast?
It's the Waves and World. Nothing's changed, man. You guys go to the Waves and World anywhere that the podcasts are available, but I'd really appreciate it if you go to the YouTube and subscribe. I just do this for the local guys, man. I do this for my bench listeners and the other guys from Houston who tap in. I don't want to grow. I don't want to get big. You guys know that. I just want to stay right where I'm at right now because we're really making money.
Attaboy. Attaboy. That's five-star in Vegas every week right here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks, five-star.
Talk to you guys soon. Later.
Time to talk a little game day, Men's Health. Got the call. I'm going to be going in a week from today, as a matter of fact, getting my pellets. I am excited about that. It's a different way to do it. I've never done it before, but with the schedule and everything else, it looks like this is the way that I'm going to go, and I can't be happier about it. It's a solution. They find a way. It doesn't matter what it is that you – I mean, what issue, whatever issues that you have, what is your problem, what is it that you need to do, they're going to help you. They're going to help you get to reach your goals, whatever your goals are. And I'm reaching my goals. I love what they do for me. I'm taking the peptides. I'm getting the testosterone treatment. It's awesome. It is awesome. It's just better. It's just flat out better. I've been doing this for a long time now, and I got to tell you, they just care more. It seems like they got better solutions. You're not just a number walking in and out. They care that you're reaching your goals. And every single time you go there, they're going to talk to you about the way that you're doing things and how to get where you want to get. That's what happens at every single one of them. Labs on site, free evaluation when you start to see whether or not you need testosterone, and that doesn't happen everywhere. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement treatment. GameDayMensHealth.com. GameDayMensHealth.com.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We got a little bit of time left. We had our fantasy draft last night. Del, I love the Texans. I love you. Del took the Texans defense in like the third round.
That's not true. Why do you have to lie? I mean, we have evidence of when I took them.
It was
a flat-out lie.
It was eighth round.
Fine.
You don't take a defense in the eighth round.
What defense did you get?
I wanted Texans.
What defense did you get?
You know what? Okay.
What defense?
I'm not telling
what
you
my secret. What crappy defense did you get?
I got Arizona's defense. You know why?
I don't need your secrets. I already know you took them. What secret is there now?
You see, you don't know how to play
what
fantasy
secret
football.
Is
you
it?
Don't know
You've already
about
taken
it.
Them. You've already taken them. There's no secrets to be
okay,
had.
Okay, who's going to have the worst offenses in football this year? The worst offense.
Who do you think, John? Who will they be?
Who's going to have the worst
you
offense
tell us.
In
you
the
got,
NFL?
You got all the secrets.
That's a good question. The Jets might not be very good. I mean, I can't imagine the Titans
the
are
the AFC
be great.
South.
No, one team. Which team?
Who are we missing? Are you going to say the Giants? I don't think it's going to be the Giants.
No, I don't think it's going to be the Giants. I think it's going to be the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Saints are going to suck.
Who does Arizona play?
I don't care.
Who does Arizona play in
so
week
Rattler,
one?
So Rattler got the starting nod,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You mean the same
you'll
Saints
see.
In
he
week
play.
One? Who they? I remember the Saints in week one last year. All the points they put up. Then they disappeared. I'm going to say they surprised okay. just to ruin you.
Is Derek Carr walking through that door?
Yeah. No, someone better. Spencer Rattler.
Oh,
you don't even believe that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do.
Now, if Tyler Shuck was starting.
Tyler.
Oh, it's
what?
The same thing.
It would be. No, it would be for sure the worst.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
It's the same thing.
But Spencer
Rattler's
terrible.
A turnover machine. Yeah. Neither one of those guys are going to produce.
I got a pick six going on week one. So
I'm going to predict an injury.
Chris Olave,
an injury for
Cooks, Rashid Shaheed, Alvin Kamara. Weapons all over
Kamara's going to be out of there.
Weapons all
He'll
over
He'll be chilling
place.
On the injured reserve the by week
Kelvin
six.
The great Kelvin Banks at left tackle to protect Spencer Rattler.
I told Alvin Kamara last year he was money.
Thank you, and you're going to have to go up against him in week
He's
one.
He's got Spencer Rattler
he
now.
He had Derek Carr last year and put up numbers.
Okay.
And Spencer Rattler last year.
I got two of Dell's guys. I got Ollie Gordon and Cam Ward.
Good for
and
you.
And I'm just going to destroy them every week, telling them how they suck.
But they're on your team.
I know.
What does that matter
That's
to
how
me?
Pissed off I'm going to be at them.
Fine. Okay? You're going to be more pissed off when Cam Ward comes into town and lights that Texan defense up. Then I'll be mad. That's how it'll work.
No. See? Yeah, against your defense.
Yeah, then I'll be mad.
Yeah. The Texans defense is going to be good. It's going to be real good. I don't know. A chance at the best defensive in the league this year?
If they stay healthy. They don't have a lot of depth in some spots.
What did he predict? 36 interceptions this year or something?
They
What did he say?
They said – I think they believe – was it Stingley that they should have 10 to 15 more picks than anyone else? Now – Well, let's remember, they didn't have more picks. They didn't have the most picks last year. I think the Vikings did. So the Texans had 17 picks. The Vikings had 22. So if we go by the league leaders last year, he thinks they should have 32 to 37 interceptions this year.
Yeah. That it?
Yeah.
That's all. Okay.
Apparently.
That seems like a lot.
It's a lot.
That was Stingley said that, right?
Yes, yeah. I believe he said that, yeah.
I mean,
I get feeling good about yourself. That's
a lot.
You're looking to set NFL records, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't even lead the league last
year.
Slow down.
The Vikings, with their substandard, they pulling Gilmore off the street, led the league in picks with all that nonsense Brian Flores runs against offenses. Yeah, they got a shot. I just think you need everyone to play like 15 to 17 games because I don't like anyone behind their front line at the secondary spot.
You don't – yeah, right. You don't – that depth in the secondary.
I don't like it at all.
The front end,
I didn't like it last
at the
year.
The front end, they're as good as anybody.
Yeah, I didn't like it last year, and I don't like it this year. I don't think they've done enough. Jalen Smith doesn't fix everything. So I wasn't even a Jalen Smith fan, to be honest with you. So you got your other safety. I mean, you did have – You do have – who's the other one?
Jalen Book?
Jalen Reed?
No, Jalen Reed. I get Jalen's and Jadens. Yeah, there's so many Jalen's and Jadens right now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So you do have a new safety. You do have a new corner. But to me, I look outside and I'm like, man, this is not enough depth. Like, they got to have better backups, just in my opinion. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but – We'll see. I think the cornerback position, I think if Derek Stingley gets hurt, you are in major trouble.
So the Texans had, I don't know if it was their event specifically, but they got all dressed up nice. They went a lot of the guys were at some event.
Oh, it's like the open. Is that the one where it's the Texans have their
It's carpet and
it's
everything.
A red carpet thing that they do where it's like the beginning of the season and it's a big event.
Yeah, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was there. You know, he did some type of little slide, I guess. I don't know, just to show off his outfit. We still don't know when he'll actually play, though, right? As much as Joe Mixon thinks about this week.
He's not on any list.
He's not on any list. But
yeah, but they were careful talking about him the other day.
Yeah. The Joe Mixon stuff took over because of how D'Amico talked about
There's
it.
There's nothing new on Joe Mixon, right? Because at the draft, I took him.
They're not saying anything. They're really mishandling this.
No, thing. I took him late in our fantasy league because I figured, like the 10th round or something, because I figured, you know, I've got good players ahead of him. I'm just going to go get it of the value of a really good running back. And, boy, there was concerns over here to the left of me from the guys in the league. Like, is he going to miss a year? I'm like, did something come out today?
No.
Like, I guess they're working off of how evasive Nick Caserio was the other day. Now, God forbid it's a Liz Frank injury because I don't know what injury. I just know it's an injury to the foot.
See,
well, one of them.
I'm telling you,
one of the injuries that can keep you out a long time is Liz Frank.
Well, no crap.
Well, how long has he had this already?
We don't know when he got it.
We know in the summer it was already an issue. So June, July, August, we're already going to take over. You know, there's not going to be any September going into October. You're talking about a 4 to 5 months at the earliest. I mean, one of the foot injuries, if there's a fracture, you know, you could have a fracture. I mean, I'm just saying, there's only so many foot injuries.
I mean,
there's only so many foot injuries to keep
D'Amico
you out that long.
Our boys, you
buddies,
guys,
I don't have enough information to work off of, so I have to speculate.
What happened to journalism? Dig it up. Find the information.
I'm just telling y'all, this is what I'm wondering.
I'm wondering.
I'm not reporting it.
Apparently,
I'm wondering. Let me see. How long does it take to recover from a Liz Frank injury?
Well, what?
Why are you
recovery time? Can last 3 to 4 months, non-surgical. Oh, June, July, August, September. Oh, okay. Joe G. Maybe I cracked the case, Dale.
He was out long before that.
Surgical can take 6 to 12 months.
He was out in the spring.
Yeah,
too.
He didn't participate in anything this offseason. It was before June. He wasn't available for many.
You don't know?
No, I do. Yeah, know. He wasn't around.
Heard it probably June 1st.
No,
June, July, August.
He wasn't in any of the spring stuff either.
Because it's not mandatory. He didn't have to be there. He's going to be that stupid ass.
He's a good Texan.
He would have been there.
He wouldn't be there.
All right. Stop already.
I hope D'Amico heard this and he calls you out for what you just did.
Yeah, I hope so too.
If we didn't get surgery.
I heard you on the show, Lance, talking about Liz Frank. I don't even know who she is. And here you are. Oh, what? You're reckless. You're being reckless right now.
Just wondering. I'm just asking questions.
I can't wait.
I'm just asking questions, guys.
I can't wait for the response. He does not have Liz Frank.
Do you know I had?
Yeah,
I need that. And people laughing at you.
Do you know I had a grade one or whatever's less severe Liz Frank whenever I hurt my foot whenever I did the purse snatching thing? When
there
I stopped
was
the purse snatcher.
You didn't stop
the purse snatcher. Well, the streets are saying I stopped the purse snatcher.
No, the streets are you.
When I hurt my foot and I had to be in that stupid boot. That was for that was the lesser of it, where I didn't have the bone separation, and that sucker sucked. I do not think I could have carried the ball at all with that injury.
Glad you made that assessment of your skills.
I got hurt late January, and I didn't get out of the boot until doctor said you got to get out of the boot. I said, it still hurts. He goes, yeah, because you're not putting weight on it. You're not getting it stronger. Your foot's atrophied. You got to get out of the boot. Like, ugh, this just hurts. I don't want to get out of the boot. The boot is great, and the knee scooter is great. Whee!
You weren't embarrassed in the least.
No, I could scoot around with the knee scooter.
No,
it was
your
great.
Wife was embarrassed for
it. Was so embarrassed.
I was racing around the house in it.
Yeah,
she
around.
Hated it.
Yeah.
I saved it, too. It's
we
up
were
in
all
the,
embarrassed for you.
Well, I saved it because I just feel like I couldn't eat it again.
Yeah, clients walk by
scooter.
And they ask, hey, you know him? Like, no, I don't know him. I don't know who that guy is.
And all of a sudden, I'd go out of there real fast
really
with my
bad.
Knee scooter.
No one
shoot,
wanted to be
right
around
by
you.
Him real fast.
No one wanted to be around you. It was weird.
All right.
It was weird.
You need to talk. You know who where you want to be on next Friday. At St. Arnold's.
St. Arnold, yeah, I'm going to be there September 5th.
We all will.
Are you going to be there? Well, if you're going to be there, you're going to enjoy. We're going to be in the beer hall, and we're going to have a setup of food. And the food there, their pizza, I got to tell you this, their pizzas are phenomenal. Are absolutely phenomenal burgers, chicken sandwiches. But I want to tell you, the mushroom pizza there is a beast. And if you've never had the pizzas at St. Arnold, you're going to love it. Of course, the beer is phenomenal. Their IPAs that they have, they've got the Art Car, which is famous. Their summer beers that they have are still out there. I mean, they have different beers for different seasons, etc. But when you want to have an event, and it can be a small event, it can be a larger event, they've got the Investors Pub for the smaller, more intimate ones, you know, 20 to 40, 50 people. And then the beer hall can hold up to 300. And so whether it's a rehearsal dinner, I'd say Investors Pub. You're looking for a corporate event, Investors Pub. You want a big corporate event where all of your workers and employees are going to be there, that's going to be the beer hall. And they've got audio and visual connections so they can set you up to where you can do, you know, you can have your deck that you're going through your deck on your computer and, you know, and make it a business setup. Or if you just want to have pictures, you know, for a rehearsal dinner, pictures of the bride or groom when they were younger, that's a great way to do that as well. The food is fantastic. They can do app tables for you. They can do full feast for you. And, of course, beer and cider that are homemade right there on location are available for you each and every single event. Go to StArnold.com, click on the link that says private events, and you're ready to go. You can set up and get set up with the best time possible. Get your day and your time locked in right now for your holiday party, for example. It's StArnold.com, private events, and get the hookup today.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
All right, this is our penultimate segment here on the show.
Look at this man trying to be classy. Penultimate.
Penultimate.
Where does this come from? I know, but you were sitting in this area less than, 12 hours ago?
Yeah.
And you were not saying penultimate to people.
I couldn't have been classier last night.
When we got to our – when you're like the second to last pick of the draft, right? Did you say this is the penultimate pick of the draft?
I should have said it.
Yeah, but you did, though.
The penultimate.
Because you're in a different
of
state of mind yesterday.
I was. Yeah. And I picked the Arizona Cardinal defense with my penultimate.
Betting against Spencer Rattler. Mistake.
That's right. And I'm picking against Spencer Rattler. I think Spencer Rattler is going to throw a couple pick sixes. What? That's right. I said it.
A couple.
Right here. A couple. Maybe two or three. Oh. You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know.
You're right. I don't know.
No. And this is it. What did we miss this week?
We didn't tell the people to call in, now did we? What did they learn from the show this week?
What did they learn on the show this week?
You're not a real host anymore.
You're a producer. You're the producer.
I'm an engineer, actually. I'm the engineer, actually, today.
Oh, it's AJ's fault.
It's AJ's fault. Thank you.
Nice job, AJ.
No, it's not.
Freaking job.
He's too, okay. Well, the man's heartbroken. He's a Cowboy fan. You understand why his focus is a little off.
He's a Cougar and a Cowboy.
So he split. Brave face for AJ.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Okay. No, listen. This was your job to tell everybody call in and tell us
Super
what you
producer
this week
AJ didn't remember the segment.
I don't think we taught anybody anything all week anyway.
I would bet we never teach anyone anything.
No, right. Well, we had Raw Dogs 1 week. The name of my team.
Yep.
Lance was Raw Dogging it all week.
It's a good, absolutely. And it's a good name for a team.
I know. I might change all my teams to Raw Dogs. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why don't you change your Twitter handle to Raw Dog?
I might.
Oh, Chris wants to learn something.
Get someone to call in. It's okay. Oh, yeah. If you want to call in, right? Hurry up.
Is this the Chris who never learns?
780-3776.
There's a Chris who learns but doesn't learn?
It's a different guy.
Oh, Chris on the north side is the guy who calls in and goes.
Oh, he is?
What about Chris in the Woodlands?
I don't know which one it is. Oh, it's Chris on the north side.
Chris in the Woodlands. Yeah. All right. Let's get him in here. What's up, Chris? What'd you learn this week on the show?
Hey, what's up, guys? So this week I learned that social media director Sam, he once used a fake ID to rent a car that she crashed on the way to Louisiana because somebody was giving birth in the back seat.
None of that's true.
Ricky
None
Bobby.
Of that's true. Hang up on him, AJ.
That was Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Is
that what that was?
Well, we talked about all those things with her in one segment, yes.
There was a bobcat in the back, right?
I don't remember how Ricky Bobby went or Talladega Nights.
Sam, that's not Sam. None of that happened.
That. She
didn't Why
didn't
Sam come down this morning to shoot? I mean, how lazy
shoot
is
Shoot what?
What does she need to?
I mean, shoot the show.
What are we doing?
Okay.
Nothing.
We're just sitting around.
We got a Browns fan here. I mean, you could have had – I mean – Could have had it all.
She got all.
Could have had it all.
She got all what she needed last night.
All right.
Not, yeah. She had enough of you.
Yeah. Oh, no. I saw her after, as a matter of fact. Her family was.
She was scurrying about trying to get away from you.
She had a cousin here.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. And they were out. They were all gambling out here. Yeah. They were having a good time. A big time. Big time had by all. And it's what always happens here. All right, AJ. If anybody, 713-780-3776, what did you learn? There's something real, not like Chris. Chris brings something like this from a movie or a TV
no,
show.
No, it's always something we've talked about, but he moves stuff around.
Stuff
he always
around.
Changes stuff around, so it's not actually
it's
what
not
we
accurate.
Talked about.
Yeah. Right. It's not
it's
real.
It's never accurate.
It's never
First, he started it by just saying Cobra instead of snacks. He just went off that, and now it's just getting more and more extravagant every week.
I don't think anybody learned anything from us this
Longhorn Dimitri did. He just called.
Who did?
Longhorn Dimitri.
Dimitri?
All right, let's
All
go.
Right, let's bring Dimitri in. What do you say, Dimitri? What did you learn this week on the show?
Hey, guys. I learned that the new Minnesota Vikings cheerleader is a puppet show.
No.
It's a puppet show. That's
well,
right.
Well, you learned what that puppet show right. meant.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I don't even know. How did it come up, the puppet show phrase?
Because of you.
Well, I know, but what was I talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. You mentioned I don't
we
know.
We were in News of the Weird, I think.
I don't remember, but it was your fault.
Saying I don't want a puppet
that.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was doing it. Was I doing a
Is that because I
SEC had? Guy? Did I do an SEC guy and I said something about a puppet show?
Possibly. No,
I think that's what it was, actually.
No one.
That sounds familiar.
It's impossible to know. I mean, yeah, we heard it and we still don't know. Yeah, that is true. Well, I don't know if it's true.
I don't think it's true.
No, I'm not sure it's
Most
true.
Of the things you say are not
but it
true.
It is something that happened on the show this
That's
week.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is
yep,
in
yep.
direct opposition of what you normally say, where you guys normally say all the lies start after 10. But now you freely admit that what you guys say isn't true. Thank you.
I wouldn't call it lies, but I would say some things are not
down
accurate.
The mask on the show.
I would say some things are not accurate before 10.
Most things.
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah. I think most – well, everything is misrepresented.
If you want a pure example of journalism and that integrity that comes with it, starting at about 10:06.
Well, hopefully we get you started by 10:02.
Well, considering how the show
We'll get off of this.
Unlikely.
Well, trust me. We'll get off of this. Let's break it right now so we can get out of here by 9:55.
Yeah, yeah. Mapes hates when we go over.
Yeah. Too bad.
We've got – before we do – We got Chris from the Woodlands who wants to talk about what he's learned.
Oh, Chris in the Woodlands. He learned something this week. What'd you learn this week, Chris in the Woodlands?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Hey, I learned that Dell's voice sounds a little bit different when he's been out of town hanging out with you guys late at night versus Monday through Thursday when he's been in town and comes in at the normal time.
Okay.
What? Right.
I didn't hang out with him.
Hungover? He was throwing down last night.
Were you hungover, Dell?
Yeah.
No. I mean, this lie.
Throwing down.
This lie every time I have to fight every time he's out and about. No, I don't want to hang out with him.
We were hanging out.
It legitimately is something.
Fun. We ate some popcorn.
It's one of the things when I think about my life, the least thing I want to do, hang out with him. I just want to come here, experience what the Golden Nugget has to offer without John being around.
Yeah. Well. But, you're not going to be able
well,
to.
Well, guess
That's
what?
That's unfortunate, yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but I'm part of the show now.
No, but.
Okay? I don't know if you heard.
I was hoping, like, for some reason you got stuck in L.A. or something, and you did the show from there.
That's what you were hoping.
Yeah. But, you know, 10 to 12 is a very peaceful time for me. In fact, that was my favorite time here at the Golden Nugget.
There's not a lot of weather delays here, I don't think.
There's not. No. In L.A.?
No.
No, it's the same every day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for a reason just for it to happen. I didn't care how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yep. You know, from 10:06 to about noon, that's perfect. Yesterday was great. Just hung out, did the show, talked college football. We'll do that again today. Maybe my voice will go back to normal now that I'm not hanging out with John.
Well, back to normal voice.
Apparently.
That's your normal voice. You're back to your normal voice.
According to Chris.
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything, though.
Yep. All right. We got news of the wear coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I got right now, this is – okay, so today is Friday. You got today, Chastain Ford is open. Tomorrow, Chastain Ford is open. September 2nd, which is coming up on Tuesday, right? Is it? Yeah, September 2nd is Tuesday. It's over. No more are you going to be able to get 0% for 48 months, zero down, and no payments for up to 90 days on select 2024 and 2025 models. So if you are even thinking, I might want to buy a vehicle, I might want to get that pickup or that Explorer, that SUV, whatever it is, you'll want an F-150, 250, whatever. I mean, I don't know that there's a better time. It's 0% financing for 48 months, nothing down, no payments for 90 days, plus a complimentary two-year maintenance plan. Going on this weekend, and this weekend it ends at Chastain Ford. Does it get any better than that? You're using their money for 4 years, and you don't have to put anything down, and you don't have to pay for 90 days, and a two-year maintenance plan. I mean, it just doesn't get any better. What the best place to buy? It's not even arguable. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to thank the Golden Nugget, Joe, especially. Great job. We appreciate it. John Chill, he was hanging out with us, and always Gregory. He is awesome. We appreciate him. This has been a great week. Thanks for having our listeners out here, even the cowboy guy. We appreciate everybody coming by and being a part of our first ever listener fantasy draft. That was fun.
He's a Cleveland Brown guy right now.
I know he's a Cleveland buddy. He's still forever. He's going to be that dumb cowboy fan. He just provoked me.
You were too much. No, you went too far yesterday.
I did.
Dell and I both thought you went too far.
You can't go too far with a cowboy fan.
You took it too far.
I don't know, man. It was a bit much.
You were a little out of order yourself. No.
Even for you, it was a bit much.
Apparently, there is a tourist pouring a beer. There's a video of a tourist pouring a beer down the elephant's trunk in Kenya, and people are pissed off.
That's an American.
Probably.
Either an American or an Australian.
No, he's a Spanish man.
Oh, he is?
Spanish. He's Spanish.
He's from Spain?
The problem I have with what kind of beer is this? It's some kind of yellow can. I mean, if it's Coors Light, I can see the elephant.
It could be a banquet.
Okay.
It could be Coors.
Then we're fine.
It could be the banquet beer.
But we got – no, it ain't. It's some kind of a yellow Spanish beer. Don't be pouring that down, no elephant. They don't want that crap. They want to be refreshed. Elephants, all right. Aren't they dry?
Nine out of 10 elephants prefer Coors Light.
They have terrible skin. Right?
Elephants will eat or drink anything. It really doesn't matter.
Right, I know.
That little snout of theirs, they put some work in with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
I call it a snout.
I know.
What do you call it? The hoof? The paw?
Yeah. So apparently Florida's having a real problem with invasive Burmese pythons.
Ooh.
Yeah. How about this?
No good.
Yeah. Well, you know how they're combating it?
How?
Robot rabbits. How about this?
Well, what do they do? Explain
robot
more.
Robot rabbits are going
Say more, John. What are we doing with
finding
it?
Finding the Burmese pythons and killing them. Okay? It's the latest effort that they're eliminating.
So robot rabbits can kill pythons?
Yes.
How?
Robots can kill anything.
Well, no, this needs to be discussed because how are they killing things? Because it just tells us they've got killing technology that they're just not really, they're just holding back on
us. They deployed 120 robot rabbits this summer.
Why do we think China's not going to kill us with a bunch of robots?
Did you see? China's putting together wives, robot wives.
Can they have kids? No. So don't worry. Everything will be wiped out.
They're making robots that can carry kids now. Yes. Yes.
With what? Somebody else's egg.
Well, yeah, right. But that's okay.
No one wants kids anymore.
Well, we're looking to ruin robots' bodies by giving them kids?
Yeah. What? Well, Dick and Pop's back.
Wait a minute. Are we sure?
Ruin robots' bodies.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Wait, are we sure they can bounce back?
Hey, it's a beautiful thing for a woman to be pregnant, Doug.
Who said anything about a woman? I'm talking about a robot.
Well, right.
But what about Ex Machina? You don't want that? Or Suki, whatever the Asian robot that was dancing with Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
I don't want her having kids.
So they
I want her staying the same way.
Have they done the research?
They lined them all up.
Have they done the work?
Have they done the research that robots' bodies can bounce back?
I mean,
we don't know that, right?
Probably. You just take them apart, put them back together.
We don't know that for sure.
You don't know. So let's before we just rubber stamp this and make this a thing, let's make sure the robots can bounce back.
Oh, we're getting into Dell's territory.
Okay, he's going to be pissed.
I know.
Am I?
You better go.
I'm going to be pissed if the robots don't bounce back.
If they don't bounce back, it's going to be
ruining that body with kids. What are we doing?
It's going to be a problem. All right, we're done. We're going to get to the Mopey and Mabe show on time today.
Not likely.
It's already 9:58. But that's what we're going to do. Joe, thanks for everything. We appreciate it. Mopey and Mabe's right here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday, everybody.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,